This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt involving explosive drones. Mr. Maduro was speaking at a military event in Caracas when the alleged attack occurred. Live footage of his speech shows the president suddenly looking upward, startled, and dozens of soldiers running away. Mr. Maduro has blamed Colombia for the attack, something denied by Bogota, as a baseless accusation. Venezuelan authorities say seven soldiers were injured and several people were later arrested. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has wrapped up his Southeast Asia tour, where North Korea captured much of the attention. There have been mixed messages on relations between the U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The North Korea foreign minister has shot back at the U.S. over its warning to other countries against violating international sanctions on North Korea, saying recent moves by the U.S. are alarming. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had warned Russia, China, and other countries against any violation of international sanctions on North Korea that could reduce pressure on the North to abandon its nuclear weapons. Shelley Adler, AP Radio News.
NATO's mission in Afghanistan says three of its soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a combined dismounted patrol with local forces. An American service member and two Afghan National Army soldiers were also injured. The Islamic State has executed one of a number of hostages it took last month in multiple attacks on Syria's southern province of Ceuta. More than 200 people, including children, were killed and at least 30 people were kidnapped. Ceuta is mainly made up of members of Syria's Druze sect. From Washington, this is VOA News. UN officials warn the deadly Ebola virus could be spread by refugees leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Officials are urging neighboring countries to increase surveillance at border crossings. More than 100 armed groups are involved in long-standing conflicts in North Kivu. Ongoing fighting and instability in the region are adding layers of complexity and difficulty to international efforts to combat an Ebola outbreak in the region. Peter Salama is World Health Organization Emergency Response Chief.
So not only do you have the problem of tracking that internal displacement, but then you have the potential exportation of infection across borders. And that's why we're already working with the government of Uganda particularly, but also Rwanda, which shares a border as well with Northern Kivu, to be fully prepared for any eventualities across the border.
The UN Refugee Agency is lending its expertise to this situation. It is preparing shelters for at least 1,000 vulnerable, internally displaced persons and other extremely vulnerable people in the Ebola-affected area. Farmers in eastern Australia say they are in the grip of the worst drought in memory. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Southeastern Australia is in the grip of a drought worse than many can remember. Last month was the second hottest July on record and the driest since 2002. In some parched areas, storms of dust have forced children to wear protective masks on farms. In the small town of Manila, 460 kilometres north of Sydney, high school students Steve and Olivia say the conditions can be tough.
We wear dust masks in the round yard and everything, yeah, in the cattle yards, because it just turns it into powder.
Yeah, it's just powdery.
Mm.
It's like you can't breathe.
It'll get all in your lungs and everything, yeah.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised to do more to help those under intense financial pressure due to the drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Eight places in Portugal broke local temperature records as a wave of heat from North Africa swept across the Iberian Peninsula. Temperatures peaked at 47 degrees Celsius across much of the peninsula. The World Meteorological Organization says continental Europe's record temperature for this time of year is 48 degrees Celsius. That happened in 1977 in Greece. Hurricane Hector became a Category 4 storm for a few hours early today, but then dropped back to Category 3, still a dangerous force as it heads across the Pacific, threatening to hit Hawaii's Big Island and possibly its active volcano. Scientists differ over how hurricanes and volcanoes might interact, including the question of whether the low atmospheric pressure could help trigger an eruption. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.